The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbelt Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's efforts to transform the decommissioned section of the Innerbelt Freeway and to document a part of Akron's history that has been largely missing to date.
In this segment, we hear from Joyce Thomas. Her mother was Ernestine Carey, who owned and operated the iconic custard stand at the corner of Euclid and Edgewood. She shares what it was like growing up being a part of the family that operated such a beloved neighborhood business and the struggles they faced living life and running a business.
Ernestine was a good person. She had a heart. She was a hard-working woman. Sometimes she would scare me, but she was a kind, giving person. She was a strong woman. She didn't take no crap from none of us. My brother said she was the doctor, the lawyer, the judge, and she was at our house. 447 Edgewood was a home raised by Ernestine and Samson Carey with 8 kids. Ernestine would rent rooms out from the people who come from the South because they heard about her. We had so many people that came into that house and lived with us. She even remodeled her basement, put a kitchen down there, bedrooms. She made sure everybody that came to that house had a place to stay. Put 3 girls in one room, put 5 boys in one room, and rent the rest of the house. That's the kind of person Ernestine was. She made sure that 8 kids had. My mother was a beautician. She was top of her class. At Gerber's Hair Salon, she was her top class. My mama had students following her after they graduated and come to our home and learn more from my mama. When Firestone laid off my father, she went to work for Howard Johnson, cleaning out toilets and making beds. That was her second job besides taking care of her 8 kids.
When people think of the custard stand now, they usually think of the corner of Euclid and Edgewood. But there were 2 different custard stands at one point. The first one that the Careys were involved in was at the corner of Cedar and Douglas.
One day, my couple of us siblings, we went down to that custard stand on the Cedar and Douglas, and we saw the sign that they were selling. And we begged our mother and dad to get the place. You got to work if you want us to get the place. And they did. They got the place. We worked it. That's where the lemon ice cream really came from. A lot of people don't know that. But the people down there in that Bell Street, Cedar, Douglas and all, that's where the lemon custard came from, really. And her footlongs. We sold penny candy. My mom would open up that place at 7 o'clock in the morning and made sure that if a child was hungry, she fed them. She made sure they went to school. And the principal come from the school, want to know why the kids always had candy. And from there, teachers started buying candy for Halloween. And she would get a big bag and bag it up and sell it to the teachers for Halloween. And she just was a busy woman from 7 o'clock up until about 6 o'clock. We had to work. We had to show and prove that we wanted that.
So what was it like being one of the children of the family running the custard stand?
I had no friends. I work. I work. I work. I work. All mama, all the girls that I went to school with didn't want to be my friends because they said, you think you more than me? No, baby, mama had to go to work. Because we big for this. And, you know, it was a family thing. We had to. No other choice. If you want school clothes, you better come to work. And when you get out of school, you go change your clothes, you better come to work. Because Ernestine didn't play that stuff. You got me into this, you're going to work it.
And during the toughest of times, the family always relied on their resourcefulness to make it work.
For the very first time when Firestone laid my father off, they went down there to Summit County Welfare to get some help. They came out to the house and told them no, because they had too many children, for one, and the house looked better than a whole lot of them. Well, with 8 kids, you better have a decent home, because Ernestine wasn't taking that with a butter knife clinging out the corner of the corners. They turned her down, and I looked at that brother, that black man, and said, why? They ain't never asked for anything. And he told them they was too well off. And that's the reason why she went up and started working at Howard Johnson until Firestone called my father back to work.
More than one person I spoke to has mentioned that the rubber factory offered community garden space to their employees. And the Careys took advantage of that space.
But let me show you something. We know how to grow a garden. And that's what we did. That's how we made it. Daddy would go fishing, hunting, you know, and the little money that my mama was getting from Howard Johnson. She didn't stay long. He was about 6 months at Howard Johnson. But we had a garden. And we grow a little bit of everything you want. So that's one thing we ain't had to worry about. But we didn't like going out there, but we knew we had to get out there. And I do that right now today. If I got a little something in pots right now, greens, and I have string beans.
The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories are produced by me, Roger Riddle, with additional editing this episode by Flaco Torres. Our executive producers are Liz Ogbu of Studio O and the City of Akron. Our music is by Flaco Torres, with additional sounds by Become Stardust. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Caleb Thurman, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition, Mary Plazo, and Rebecca Larson-Troyer with the Akron Summit County Public Library, and a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.